I got the sore toe blues and even wear my shoes. I went to see the doctor, he didn't give me any news. Didn't give me any liniment, didn't give me any pills. All I got from that old sawbones was a big fat bill. I'm living and I'm living.
Now Aunt Tilly Bosser just couldn't resist taking in any stray critter what come across her path. Over the years, she's had a passel of pets and some pretty unusual ones, too. But she really had a combination, though, when she come up with Scooter, the Hooter, and the One-Eyed Goose. Now, Scooter was a little old mongrel pup what had showed up on her back porch whining and hungry. How he come by his name is another story we'll tell someday. The Hooter was an owl. He got his wing broke. And she saved him from... Relaxation is a mighty precious commodity. But getting too relaxed can get you into trouble, too. Now, old Luther Sideburn, he runs our local gas station here in Ruby Dew. He found it out the hard way. This story might sound funny to you and me, but it sure weren't funny or humorous to Luther when it took place. Now, Luther's a pretty good-sized feller. I wouldn't exactly say he was fat, but rumor is that the doctor sends him...
Miss Susie, I come a-courting you. I come a-carrying a ring. You will say you'll marry me. I'd do most anything.
Oh, John, I would not marry you. You are a fearful sight. Your nose is big and your ears is long and your breeches are too tight.
Now, I'm a fan, and I reckon most folks is, but you know, it ain't been too many years ago that some folks in our country didn't even know what a baseball game was. I recollect a third cousin of mine come here visiting from another state. And the place where he lives ain't got enough flat land to build a house on without shimming up one side, let alone lay out a baseball field. He ain't never seen a game, so I took him down to the city for a real one. He's right tuck with it and write a letter home to his folks that...
Hey there, mon petit chéri, won't you come and live with me? Come and fry my catfish up good and brown. We'll catch them crawfish by the dozens. We'll call all our uncles and cousins. We'll eat and dance all night till the moon goes down. They'll bring them fiddles and old guitars. We'll pass around them big old fruit jars filled with Uncle Jake's good old Mountain Dew.
Now, if you'd have met up with Grandpappy Bishop in his latter years, you would have thunk he was just about the sweetest, mostest, gentlest old feller whatever walked. And he was. But if you'd have knowed him before Brother Brimstone come to these here parts, you might have had a slightly different opinionating of him. In the old days, that codger liked his liquor. He cut a wide swath with the ladies, and he loved his cigars. Well, then Brother Brimstone come on the scene. Somehow or t'other, he got Grandpappy to a revival meeting, and when it was over, a new man come out.
Up on the housetop, reindeer's paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. He heads for the chimney with his bag of toys that he's gonna leave for the girls and boys. He starts down the flue, but he's out of luck. He's too darn fat, and he got stuck. He ate too much of them cookies and jelly. Now he can't make it with his big fat belly. Ho, 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 he can't go.
Things sure is a-changin' in this here old world. Just a couple of days back, I was in the fir pasture by the old pond, and I overheard two wild geese a-talkin'. This one says to the other, "Hey, honker, we better start thinking about heading south. I see the humans is laying in their wood supply. Cold weather can't be fur off." That there reminds me of a little incident what happened a few years back down at the coffee shop by the big mill. Seems this old watchman feller stopped there.
Jingle bells, shotgun shells, BBs all the way. Santa's got a bunch of toys loaded in his sleigh. but he has a problem. He's not going anywhere. Rudolph sneaked into his bedroom and stole his winter underwear. Now poor old Rudolph, he got cold sleeping in the barn.
Old Rufus Magoon was a predictable guy. He'd never let a Friday night go by without tipping a pew at the local saloon and joining the boys in a couple of tunes. Now, fellers would lie and joke with each other and then cry in their beer when somebody mentioned Mother. But somewhere along about 8 or so, Rufus would say, "Boys, I just gotta go. Me dear little Molly is awaiting at home. Just one more glass and I'll be going along." On this one certain Friday, a few of the gents thought they'd have a little fun at Rufus.